Well, this is our first Topics with Tom. It's my hope that by getting together, albeit virtually, we can provide some program updates, explain how we are achieving our mission, and discuss our strategic plans. We've chosen today's topic, training during a pandemic, because it's so relevant. First, I'd like to introduce Andrew Jope. Andrew's been with Resource, working primarily with our Youth Build program and at-risk youth for 15 years. So Andrew, can you tell us a little about what your experience has been like over the last few months?
I'll speak here in the context of our Youth Build program. So, you know, our Youth Build program serves 16 to 24 year olds. And, you know, the typical demographic is they come from low-income households. They come from high school where they were involved in special education. They have backgrounds, many of them in the criminal justice system. And when they come to Youth Build, what we do best is really engage them. And I think no matter what barriers our students come in with, one of the things that really draws them to Youth Build and keeps them engaged in Youth Build is that it's a hands-on learning experience. So as you can imagine, that when we had to shut down the program in mid-March, that presented a lot of problems. If you'll recall, in mid-March, the governor's order took place on a Wednesday, and we took 2 days at the end of that week and scrambled like mad. And by the following Monday, we had youth filled up in a virtual online format. And so we were, you know, teaching construction math online. We were teaching construction blueprints and drawings online. We were running leadership development classes. We were running daily meetings with our students. So I think our staff really did an admirable job in shifting whatever we could into an online format once that shutdown order took effect in March. But the other side of what we do with our students, as I mentioned, this is a pretty high need demographic, and they require a lot of services from us outside of just training. We had to also figure out how to provide supportive services to them. So a lot of them rely on Youth Build to get meals. So we had to figure out how to get lunches from Burlington school system and deliver them to all of our students. Almost all of them needed laptops. So we were fortunate that Resources Computer Shop was able to outfit all of them with a Chromebook. And we, you know, we did things just like virtual game night to give them something to do and to stay connected to the program. And stay connected to each other. And so through that, we were able to keep the program going for those 2 months between mid-March and mid-May. In mid-May, as the governor's shutdown order started to loosen, or as he said, as he started to, you know, open the spigot back up, we made the decision to bring people back in person. So we continued to provide some virtual learning, but we started bringing our students in for hands-on construction training again. Been able to keep everybody safe. I'm very pleased to announce that all of our students came back after that 2 month shutdown and re-entered the program. And yeah, we're excited about that one. And you know, as I said, they're all hands-on learners, and part of what made this decision easy was that we really felt like we needed to get them back and in person, because it's tough for even the best students, the honor roll students. I think online high school has been challenging, and for our students in particular, and we know this, right? The studies that are being done in real time now show that these types of learners are really getting left behind by the current school model. So we've been back since mid-May, so we feel like we've got a good model. And if this is the new normal for a while, we feel like we can continue to provide engaging in-person services to a variety of trainees.